Welcome to Shomar Shava and Adav, Shir sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a Kiddushin Daf from Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, speaking about the case of, can you do a division of Korbanos between the Kohanim? So the Gemara says that the Tznuim Moishchim Es Yadayim, V'Gagaronim Choylkim. So the Gemara understands, what does it mean? The Tznuim don't eat from Lechem HaPonim. And the Gagaronim, they go and they take their chelik, connect someone else's chelik. Says the Gemara, no. They go and they grab the bread of their friend. The Tznuim don't want to take the bread. But the Gagaronim, that we speak them in a derogatory way, they go and grab the bread of Lechem HaPonim. The Mogen Avraham in Siman Nun Gimel says, do you see from here that it's not worth it to fight for any mitzvah? For a mitzvah, you don't fight. You see that the Tznuim over here did not fight to take Lechem HaPonim. Eating Lechem HaPonim is a mitzvah. And in Melech, you see, you don't fight for a mitzvah. Now this opens up an interesting discussion. We know that some Hasidim, they like to grab from the Shiraim of the Rebbe. That's what they do. And there was a big discussion among the Hasidim throughout the generations. Is it a right thing or a wrong thing to go and grab Shiraim from the Rebbe? So, Chorof, and this is what we're going to have wrong. Based on our Gemara, we see that anytime someone has to grab, has to steal, has to push, has to get catch on for a mitzvah, you don't do it. So, the Chorof, this should be something wrong. But we're going to focus today on the Hilchase part of this concept. Do we have a right from here or not? The Matzah the Shekel right away in the Mogen Avraham has a question in the Mogen Avraham. He says, look at the Toysi Shonim in Yuma Daf Lamites. Toysi Shonim there is bothered. Why the Tznuim did not eat the bread? What about the mitzvah? They gave up on a mitzvah of eating Lechem HaPonim? So says the Toysi Shonim in Yuma Daf Lamites that the Pshat is because they anyway did not get enough of Kazayis to eat for each one. The Gemara there in Yuma says that once Shimon HaTzadik was nifter, so there was not a lot of bread to spread around all the Kohanim, and each one got a very small piece. So they have less than a kazayis. They have less than a kazayis. It's not an achilo. It's not a mitzvah to eat. So says the Machzeh Shekel, what's the rai of the Mogen Avraham? Not to grab onto mitzvahs, not to push for mitzvahs. Maybe there, it's not a real mitzvah, because you're not eating the kazayis. But if it would be eating kazayis, and Echrami, so then everybody would run to grab the mitzvah. The Maharam Sheikh over here brings this discussion, and he answers the Mogen Avraham. He says the Mogen Avraham did not bring a raya from the answer of the Gemara. The raya is from the question of the Gemara, meaning the Gemara by us in Kiddushin. The Gemara had a hava, meaning what does it mean, cholkim? Cholkim means that they divide, not that they grab, but that one coin divides with another coin. Meaning, I'll take your piece today, you'll take my piece tomorrow. So according to the Havamim of the Gemara, they may be eating kazayis. So why the Tznuim didn't do the deal? The Gemara had no problem with the Tznuim. The Gemara just asked, what is this the deal that you could do? Chor Zorai, you can divide the food between the Kohanim. And still the Gemara's thought, even in that case, that Tznuim don't eat. So you see that people don't fight for mitzvahs. The Raya is from the Havamim of the Gemara, not for the Maskona of the Gemara. To add to this mix, we have a drisho in your Rider Simon Samechalef. That the drisho proves from our Gemara the fact that Tznuim gave up on their food, and he brings other rice, a rice from Abaye, who didn't take Matnas Kehuna, that eating Matnas Kehuna is not a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah for the Yisrael to give Matnas Kehuna, but for the Kohen to take it and eat it, there's no mitzvah. And that's why the Tznuim can decide not to eat it. According to this, there's no raya to the Mogen Avraham, because maybe in a place where you have a mitzvah, someone does have to come and grab on and do the mitzvah. Going back to the discussion of eating shirayim by the Rebbe, l'chore eating shirayim by the Rebbe is not a mitzvah. So even if you want to say that by a mitzvah, one does have the right to grab on, but if it's eating shirayim, l'chore should not be different than eating lechem haponim. If you hold it's not a mitzvah, there's a big inyan, the person should not grab and fight for that. But again, in different Sfarim and Sefer Chassidus, they do discuss this and do bring different reasons why this is allowed. And that's why in many Chassidus we do find that there is the concept of grabbing Shiraim from the Rebbe. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.